Downloading
audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Maybe you remember the story in the news about a terror attack on a train in France back in 2015 where three American heroes stepped up and fought back. And we have Anthony Sadler and Alex Scarlatos and Spencer Stone on SOS Radio. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
So Clint Eastwood made a movie about your story. It's releasing this week. It's called 1517 to Paris. And Anthony, you know, was there any planning or strategizing behind your response when you're on this train, you see terrorism about to happen? Was this like instinct, last minute decision, or strategy?
It was like a fight or flight kind of situation. Basically, we hear some commotion. What we find out later was a gunshot. So we turn around to see what all the fuss is about. And then we see a shirtless man walk into our train car, and he starts cocking the AK-47. So basically, within 2 seconds, Alec yells, go. Spencer gets up and goes. Then Alec goes, then I go. So there wasn't much planning at all. Basically, it was like a fight or flight kind of situation. We registered what was happening immediately, and like within seconds, it was time to go.
Now, Alec, what's it like replaying this situation over and over again as you obviously were writing this book and now you made it a movie and Clint Eastwood's asked you guys to play yourselves? Was this natural to play this role for you?
It was definitely strange, and doing it over and over again like that was honestly just a lot of fun. I mean, some people think the train scene in particular would be traumatic, but it really wasn't for us, I think, because nobody died and positive things have come from it for us. And we just got to do the whole thing again with your two best friends and Clint Eastwood this time. So we really haven't had it any better.
Now, Spencer, what was your initial reaction when the movie producers approached you and asked if you'd like to play this role? Was it kind of like hesitant, or was it like, oh, definitely, I am so in?
It actually wasn't the producers. It was Clint himself. He called us down, and we had a meeting with him, and he was pretty much the only one that wanted us to do it. No, there were no other producers that were really rooting for it, and so he was kind of the only one that believed in us, and we jumped at the opportunity.
So when you go through traumatic situations, Anthony, you go back to your faith, you go back to your upbringing, you go back to thinking about all of these things of who you are on the inside. What role did faith play for you as you've been fleshing through all this?
I think faith was kind of twofold for us. It was on the day of, it was faith in each other, that when one of us got up, we knew that we would have each other's back. And then I think also faith in God and knowing that he had his hand all over that situation. I mean, if you write down all the factors on paper, you'd be like, those guys are dead, along with hundreds of people. But just the fact that things happened the way they did, and I'm glad that the movie accurately portrays how things happen. You can't tell the story without the faith element, and especially casting us as of ourselves, because that's just such a part of who we are, that you can't look at this situation and think anything else but God, because it's pretty crazy how everything happened. I mean, from the bullet not going off to just us being on that train car specifically that day, to the fact that there is no loss of life, the fact that there was only one terrorist. It's just too many factors to call coincidence, and so we choose not to, and we know that God had his hand on us, really.
And it's so interesting when you go through a traumatic situation that you never think will happen to you, and then you look over and you know you've got to do something. You make a quick look at your buddies. You know they're about to do something, and you just had that faith in each other that I'm about to step up, and if I do it, you do it, and we're all in. What was that like, Alec?
Honestly, just a pretty scary time because we all thought we were going to die. But because Spencer went, we felt like we had to go too, because it was kind of all in or nothing at that point.
We're talking to Spencer Stone and Anthony Sadler and Alex Scarlatos from the movie 1517 to Paris. These are the real American heroes that the movie was actually based on. And they actually got to play themselves. Clint Eastwood said, hey, I want you to do this. We're going to talk to them about actually assessing fear and pushing back against that and what they've learned coming up next on SOS Radio.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.
Nothing like talking about fear with real American heroes. I'm Scott Harreld on SOS Radio, and we're talking to Spencer Stone and Anthony Sadler and Alex Scarlatos. And they were actually responsible for preventing a terror attack on the 1517 train to Paris back in 2015. And now Clint Eastwood's actually made a movie about their life story. And thinking back on all this, Spencer, obviously when you react, you assess a situation in your head, and you're deciding, okay, there is a guy that is about to do some terrible things on this train, and it's now or never. And I'm trusting that my friends are going to back me up here, but what have you learned about assessing fear and addressing it head on?
Good question. I think, honestly, throughout this, it's fear. It's not something that should really ever stop you from doing something. I mean, we were scared in the moment, and we've had scary moments since then. But conquering those moments, there's the biggest reward on the other side of that. And for us that day, it was our lives. And I think it served us well to go through that experience.
It's funny because I heard kind of like a cliche thing. I was watching a speech, and basically the speech person was saying that on the other side of fear is our greatest successes. It's just that the obstacle of fear is what keeps us from it most of the time. And I thought that was so cliche before having gone through this, but now I understand completely the message he was trying to convey, because you never know until you're in that situation. A lot of the times, the things that scare us most keep us away from, you know, the greener pastures on the other side. And I think when people attack that fear and try and come over it, they couldn't even imagine the success that's waiting for them on the other side, really.
I know. You think about all those scary moments that you never thought would come to fruition. But would you say, looking back on that, that was the scariest moment of your life, or have you had others?
That was scariest for sure. I mean, pretty sure the other two guys go the same way. But people always say, like, those life and death moments, and then you can kind of hear that, but you don't grasp it until you find yourself in one. And that was, like, truly, you could feel the energy. You could feel the scramble of the fight, like how messy it was. It was life or death. It was like, somebody better grab these weapons before the bad guy does, and we're all dead. So it was just a crazy situation to find yourself in.
I mean, looking back, after you assess the stress of going through something like that, what do you do to make sure you don't go into some sort of PTSD moment? How can you encourage our listeners who have been through traumatic moments?
I would say for us, we were very fortunate because nobody died. However, I also think that being busy the first 6 months after a traumatic event definitely helps, because it kind of takes your mind off of it, so you're not just kind of dwelling on what happened over and over again. And we were definitely fortunate in that sense too, because after the terrorist attack, we had a lot going on in our lives and so many things that needed to be done that we weren't really able to even process things for a long time.
I think another key to that is that we've had the opportunity to talk about our story so much in the last few years. I mean, it seems like we tell a story every single day, and that's really just given us the opportunity to fully dissect things and how we felt and our emotions. And so I think if someone has been through a traumatic experience, sometimes they'll feel more inclined to keep it to themselves, or, you know, maybe they don't want to seem like they're gloating, or they don't want to seem like they're just being a negative person or whatever. But really, you need to talk about it, and you need to share it with other people, because a lot of times you won't come to the realizations that you do without conversation. You can't keep it to yourself. You got to get it out there.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, guys. You know, when faced with terrorists face to face, natural reaction for most of us is to run, but not for you guys. So thanks for stepping up. Thanks for putting other people before yourselves. And we're talking to Alec and Spencer and Anthony, and the new movie is called 1517 to Paris. It's out this weekend, directed by Clint Eastwood. Hey, blessings on you guys.
Hey, thanks, man. God bless. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.